interesting for me to get a little evaluation from two of you for my own. Just for my own discussion, my own on the, what you fellows hear, what you fellows generally hear from the press these days, your contacts, because I get on your reports, you all say so. Supposedly are the focus of the start of the deal and so on. Let me emphasize that we're talking about that. This is sort of your running position. We're not talking about the round shot. Sure, again, when it comes in here, the only purpose of talking about it is to be prepared for our own purposes. Our lot, public private, there will be no discussion of this in the present period. But I, on the other hand, they're going to move off the ticket, they're going to keep them on. And also, the way they handle it will tell us something about how they handle other types of things in the future. You can always judge them, and you can't say, and it's managed by how they handle the crisis. Who'd like to start? Who's in contact with them?
Well, I had broken so that you had had some contact with Reeser.
I had some contact with Harry Reeser.
But anything you like, John?
You know, I was talking with Frank Rells and also Howard Smith. It's a view of all three of these people. The people that is dead.
Did you have to drop?
Yes. Reeser said that his impression was government still in state shock.
The government?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, John. I had a feeling, maybe you're quite aware, at what was even taking place. Cold tea, iced tea, coffee,
Coca-Cola.
Iced tea.
Iced tea.
I like iced tea.
Thank you.
Two iced teas, two cokes.
Say maybe we should bust the treaty. All right, we're going to start. I agree with John when it comes to the second administration. I think in the second administration, if we win, you think what will happen? I think that some of those reporters may turn sympathetically toward you in a way that has never occurred before. Why? Well, I think it's going to be a combination of their distaste for the government and the resignation that you're going to be in office for another 4 years, Mr. Senator. But I think the goal between now and election is a neutrality goal.
I think there's more than that, but I think there's also an appreciation. Our knowledge and objective appreciation of the success of the president's policy, particularly in area one.
John, I think that's right, but only among those reporters who are pretty objective right at this minute. I think that that logical thing gets through to this group, but it does not get through to the group that is our target group.
Well, I think it's a little more widespread. But the target group is what?
The target group for the Governor Protective Society group, the reporters who just traditionally let us have.
Well, actually, let me put it this way. In terms of the foreign policy area, if you look at taking China and Russia, these events are so enormous in their impact that any responsible foreign policy guy is just going to say, God damn, I would. Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. And they also know, if they're honest, which of course they're supposed to try to be, they also know that the world can change. Now, it's going to remain changed. It's not always going to be safe. We're having a hell of a time in Russia now because of this tsunami. Hell of a time. But, on the other hand, the world is never going to be the same, and reporters have got to like that. I mean, these are the guys that covered what I mentioned today, you know. You remember that hellish fight that split the Democratic Party. Program, which you know split off Henry Wallace and all the rest. All right? Now, 25 years later, we turned it. That's quite an achievement.
Well, I think that's at the basis of John's comments because he's dealing mainly with foreign policy reporters who realize American.
Yes, but you heard those stuff. But they do feel that way, don't they, John?
Indeed,
a lot of it.
And I think that when we combine this, all of the things that we have going for us, contrast with McGovern and the absence of day-to-day or gunfire criticism against the president.
There isn't going to be, and you fellows watching, there's going to be this criticism. There isn't going to be the gunfire against the president. There shouldn't be. And that's why at any time you guys call, all of these are never named.
Well, yes, if they're
kicking the ass, they say so. But say, look here, you're just trying to, I know you want to be fair, and, you know, and by God, that article's not fair. Is that what you say to them?
Yes, I think so. I would still leave room to, I said a little strong.
Right, you know the law,
you know what? But I think the example of where we took on the New York Times and beat them, that there's still room for that exception.
I'm for that.
But that wasn't where we had to nail on facts.
Right?
We could nail on facts.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
You right. Yeah. Well, you do the same thing on TV guys. If they really put you, put you, you know, put you, get you. All It's the old finger on all. Look at history.
That's the thing. You ever read the Lincoln story? Abraham Lincoln, in his 30s, had melancholy, which they call it, a very serious fits of depression. That was before the war time coming.
That's also a blood work he had. Not only that, but the blood that Mr. Lincoln had pushed was about half. I thought it was about a fraction.
All right, well, let's go back a little further.
Caesar, epilepsy. Napoleon. McDonald's, but both take it upon yourselves to watch very closely the relation to the press. We share it here. The other thing is that particularly, and do it very discreetly on the vice president, he's going to do his best. The thing that he does not sometimes realize, and I think he should have to do it, is he doesn't realize how some about that, but he may not have something to make him look like a jackass. I told him, I said, now, I said, look, let me tell you about shows. I can say it. I said, they're one of them. And now, don't make any unless they're on yourself. I said, don't make a joke about them.